900 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Morning Primetime Newsmaker today brought to you by ML's Tire at 915 Graham, where service is not expensive, it's priceless.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. Before heading out on your summer getaway, make sure your tires are road ready with a free inspection by our qualified technicians. If needed, check out our full line of Yokohama tires featuring the Yokohama Geolander MT-G003, the Geolander X-AT, and the Avid Ascend LX. While you're at Mel's, make sure your air conditioner is working at peak performance to keep you cool while on your vacation. Keep it safe this summer with your Yokohama tires and Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, Emporia, where service is not expensive, it's priceless.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're very excited to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by, Front Porch Jams organizer Gina Sheeby and Front Porch Jams host this coming Friday, Mike Argabright. Mike, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ron and Chuck. I'm doing great. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us, Gina. Good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Thanks for having us on today.
Oh, glad to have you on. So, Gina, what is it, Friday coming up here for the next big one?
Absolutely. We're going to be at Mike and Carla Argabright's place. We're so excited to be able to have a jam there and excited to hear about their passion in doing this event. But it will be a wonderful evening of music and just surrounding, you know, community for a good cause.
Yeah, indeed, as this will be Friday night beginning at 7 p.m. at 1154 Road 60, Olpe. And Mike, why host and who's going to benefit from this?
Well, we've always were interested in hosting, and it was nice to get on the list. It's just an awesome evening. If you've never been to one of the Front Porch Jams, please try to attend. It's, you get to hear some very talented musicians, most of them in the area. Or ties to the area, and it's very relaxing and very entertaining. The areas benefiting are the Honor Flight, USD 252 Honor Flight program, and we always try to raise some money to throughout the year to get our veterans and our students to Washington, D.C., and this has been a program that's always contributed to this, to the Honor Flight program, so we're very appreciative of that. I actually have two options. The other one is the Olpe Fitness Park projects, where they're trying to tackle phase one, and they're getting very close. The good people that are doing that in the community are Tyler Schmidt, Beth Skalski, Lucas Markowitz, John Brinkman, Wade Schmidt, B.J. Hines, Courtney Ward, Lynn Redeker, and Michael Deeker. Just a great group of community leaders that want to better their community in the park area. So you have a choice, or you can do both, or just split the two if you'd like to give to one of those programs.
Mike, how long if you wanted to host a jam is a question that comes to my mind. And obviously these are causes that are near and dear to your heart. What made you think of this as a good way to draw attention to both projects and to fund both?
Well, once you attend one of these, you'll want to attend another one. And if you're able to host, I think that just opens up doors in areas just like the Honor Flight program or the Fitness Park area. And why those two? They're just awesome programs, bettering the community in the greater area, supporting our veterans, supporting our students. I am very passionate about that and appreciative of it. So it's just a great opportunity for us.
All right, Front Porch Jams, number two here of the summer 2024 season is this Friday night at the Michael and Carla Argabright residence at 1154 Road 60 Olpe. Well, Gina, what kind of great musical lineup do we have in store Friday night?
Well, as always, we have something that you will be new to hear, but then also a few of our local favorites. And so I'm going to start first with Hayden Canoes. He's a 20-year-old student at ESU, self-taught singer-songwriter, and he will be performing again. This isn't his first time with our Front Porch Jam crew, just a very kind young man and happy to share his passion with everyone. We also have Sam Bland and the Fire Watchers, an incredible group locally. They've played everywhere, various musical genres, you know, the bluegrass, the folk rock, the blues, and rock and roll, and have put out their own music. And so glad that they're going to make the trip down to here. And then, of course, we have a debut, which actually this recommendation came from our host, which is a great part of being a host. But Mike and Carla said, you know, we have this the singer that we know, and she's Sammy Beck. She will be joined by Derek Nissen. Sammy is a 19-year-old singer-songwriter, Nashville newcomer, and she's recently moved there, just really a small-town Kansas native, but she really wants to be able to establish some of her roots in performing at various events. And so we're happy to showcase her and bring people on to following her and supporting her music mission. So, and then I will play a little bit if they'll let me, but otherwise that's our lineup. It should be a good relaxing night of some great music.
Sure they'll let you. Come on.
I don't think that's any problem.
Well,
it's
very kind. Well, it's very kind. I'm always very much aware of the talent that surrounds these jams, and so highlighting them is a real honor for me and my husband.
Gina, for folks that are going to be attending their first Front Porch Jam coming up here Friday night, is the music basically all that happens, or are there other things that are kind of happening here, and really what's the atmosphere like?
So the atmosphere is just honestly very relaxed. You do have an opportunity to get to visit with community members. We encourage that throughout the jams as we're switching in and out musicians. And then we do hear from the people who are benefiting from this jam. So we'll hear about the Honor Flight program from people, and we'll hear from the Olpe Fitness Park for the people that the money is going to and where their passion lies in that. Really, all ages are welcome. It's open to the public. They bring chairs and blankets to sit on. You can bring small coolers for snacks and beverages. But honestly, I've seen, you know, picnic blankets with mamas and little ones able to just sit and enjoy, or, you know, run a little bit, but not too far. You know, we ask that we maintain that the musicians can do their job. But it's very, very low key. And I think what is maybe unique in this is that 100% of what you give goes to whom we're playing for. It goes to the causes. The musicians are taken care of by our incredibly generous sponsors. And what you'll find is you can actually hear the music. You can listen and intimately hear the stories behind the songs being sung. And that's a really beautiful part of it. If you've ever been to a concert, you know that sometimes when you get to a concert, you maybe can or cannot hear what's going on. But at these Front Porch Jams, it really is just a real beautiful community space. Sit, get to listen, but then also get to know the people that are around you and then enjoy it together. It's a shared experience, and I think music provides that in so many different ways. But it's something you can't replicate in all spaces. Yeah. So we're just really happy to be able to do that.
Bringing us all together for a very worthy causes. And in this case, it's the USD 252 Honor Flight Program and the Olpe Fitness Park that will benefit at the Mike and Carla Argabright residence at 1154 Road 60. Well, Gina, what, two more to go this summer after this?
Two more to go this summer, but I'm not wishing the time away. They're great time, and we're just so grateful to Michael and Carla for being willing to host. We feel very honored when people that we highly respect in the community are reaching out to share their space with us, and that's no small thing. So two more to go, but please don't go too fast. thanks so much to everyone involved that makes these happen.
Well, Mike, do you have the porch swept off then?
Yes. don't forget to bring your lawn chairs.
Okay.
Out in the back. Actually, we'll be in the backyard, but there'll be signage and things to navigate. So.
Sounds
Thanks
good.
Thanks for all you're doing, Michael.
Yes.
How many people do you think you can get on your backyard there, Mike?
As many as, well, we got clear to the pond if we need to, so it's a pretty open space, but there'll be plenty of room. Just make sure you bring something to be comfortable, whether it's something to sit on or a blanket to sit on the grass, but it's a very open area, so we just truly appreciate Gina and Aaron Sheevy. They do a ton of work, and it'll be a very entertaining evening and very relaxed evening, and you get an opportunity to hear about different programs, and a lot of people like that because they want to hear about the programs that it's the contributions go towards, and you get to hear and see people in person, and a lot of times that's very helpful for people to do that.
Folks, there's nothing like it. Really. Well, Mike, thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Mike.
Yes. Thank you all.
Good to talk
to you,
Gina.
Michael.
Yeah, Gina, thank you.
Thanks, Gina.
Thank you. Have a good day.
All right. Good to talk to you. Gina Sheevy, organizer of Front Porch Jams, and Mike Argabright. He and his wife, Carla, will be hosting Front Porch Jams this Friday night, 7 p.m. at 1154 Road 60 in Olpe. Chuck?
Okay. If you want to be part of the Newsmaker Spots, which is 7:20 every weekday morning, we're clear for the rest, or we should say we're full for tomorrow and Friday. We also do have one that's already claimed for late next week. So basically Monday through Thursday is open for now. These dates disappear pretty quickly.